This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered. Your host is Wayne Allyn Root, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Now, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne has been gracious enough to give yours truly, Lee Elsie, a chance to hang out with all of you from one end of the country to the other. That's sea to shining sea. And my name is Lee Elsie, and again, you can reach me, LeeElsieRadio at gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Today is the 15th day of December, one day removed from the delegates voting Joe Biden into office. So Biden last night, your fearless leader, your warrior, his strength is immeasurable. His power is unequaled. His intellect is second to none. His charisma, his style, his grace, his pizzazz. As the president, I can only imagine the great things that Uncle Joe Biden will achieve. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. Yes, it hurts my throat to actually say these kinds of things about Joe Biden, but I say them because here he is last night in front of America, giving everyone his electoral college address to the nation on healing us and bringing us together. And this man could barely get through it without choking up a lung.
Did Vice President Pence receive when they won in 2016? Excuse me. Never was. In doing so, or dispute the results, way down the ticket has received in the history of America. And I'm convinced we can work together. And now it's time. Getting this pandemic has always set the example for the world for a peaceful transition of power.
Like he's choking, hacking up a lung, this guy. This is his first speech. The first speech he's got to give as the president of the United States, or president-elect of the United States, Joe Biden. And he can't get through it. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not physically able to do this job. Now, I know a lot of folks out there are in firm belief that Biden becoming president was a ruse of sorts, sort of a pathway for Kamala Harris to become president. And I understand the thought behind that. I do. But I've always been of the mind that it's easier to manipulate Biden than it would be to manipulate Kamala Harris. And I would think that Kamala Harris, in the position that she's in, would rather allow Joe to be influenced by outsiders like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and that crew. And I believe that that is happening, or will happen. I think Biden's weak. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I'm sorry. A lifetime of politics, amassing the kind of wealth that that this man has. His son is dirty as dirty as the day is long, and I'm supposed to put my trust in him? I'm supposed to let him heal me? This wounded America? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'll tell you something else. I don't really appreciate being lectured to again by someone that I consider to be a crook.
What beats deep in the hearts of the American people is this: democracy. The right to be heard, to have your vote counted, to choose leaders of this nation.
Yeah. You realize that in the speech last night, Biden talked about how America is a democracy. America's not a democracy. America's a republic. The United States of America is a republic. If we were a democracy, we would devolve into chaos. If every single thing came down to a vote of, again, yay or nay, then the folks who are on the take would quickly outnumber the folks who are paying their fair share, and you'd have chaos. Flat out chaos. So, you know, you would think that the president elect of the United States would at the very least know that this is not a democracy, it's a republic. Biden went on to talk a little bit more.
More Americans voted this year than have ever voted in the history of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Over 155 million Americans were determined to have their voices heard and their votes counted.
The numbers for Biden, if they're real, are staggering. And I hate to continue to beat this story, but they would have us believe that 30 million more people voted, 15% more people voted in 2020 than 2016. And Biden beat the Messiah Obama by 11 million votes. It just doesn't add up. None of it adds up. And I don't want to continue to go down this road. Like, I made a concerted effort with myself. I made a decision that I'm not going to keep beating this past Inauguration Day. I'll talk about it some more because I think there's a lot there. But I don't want to sound as if all the conservatives are crybabies, because we're not. That's a liberal thing to do. We're not going to cry about this. What we need to do is make sure it doesn't happen again. We've got to make sure that the next round of elections, including what happens in the Georgia runoff, is on the up and up, right? We cannot have another situation where there is 2 months to vote and you can mail in a vote without having signature authorization and all of the other bells and whistles and hula hoops that the liberal left took out of the voting process. So it made it easier for folks to do whatever it is that they wanted to do. And in conjunction with that, I do want to make sure that the voting apparatus, the machines themselves, are on the square. So those are some things that I think need addressing. I don't know where to go with that. Like, I don't know who to turn to. I don't know what Republican needs to be in charge of that. But somebody needs to be in charge of rectifying this whole voting process. If you don't see that in 2022 or 2024, then you know maybe everybody was in on this. Right? If someone is not yelling on the top of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., screaming that we need reform as far as voting goes, we cannot have these kinds of shenanigans going on again, then something's wrong. And maybe they're all in on it. I hate to say it, but maybe they were all in on it. Because it doesn't seem like any of Trump's legal actions had a lot of teeth and went very far. And when they got to the highest level, they were quickly dismissed, which makes me think, okay, well, that doesn't really sit well with me. I see, my eyeball test tells me I see things that don't make a lot of sense. Nobody's answered the question for me yet about the briefcases filled with ballots hiding under their table in Georgia. Have I gotten any kind of resolution with that? No. I don't know what happened there. I don't know how many of those ballots were cast, how many they were counted when nobody else was around. I don't know where that suitcase came from or what was in it. I don't even have any idea. But how the hell does it come out when everybody is told to go home? There are just dozens of anomalies that happened during this election with no explanation. And I think the American people are owed some kind of explanation. I don't think what has happened so far has been an adequate explanation of any of it. Trump has been tweeting from November 4th on that it was rigged and stolen and all of that. And a lot of his supporters believe it. Now, rigged and stolen are strong words. Was it manipulated? It seems to me like maybe it's been manipulated. Is that different? I don't know. I know that in a court of law, we're not getting any results. So why is that? But I don't want to be here on the radio 6 months from now yelling and screaming about a bogus election. I'll refuse to do that. So I want to make sure that we make a lot of noise now and then move on from it and learn from it and not let it happen again. That's the most important part. Let's assume that there was shenanigans going on. Let's assume that a lot of rules were broken. Let's assume that a man who basically campaigned from his basement, never left it, somehow figured out a way to secure 11 million more votes than the most popular Democrat alive, Barack Obama. It seems impossible. We've gone down this over and over again. Mathematically, just doesn't make a lot of sense. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen again. That's what we have to learn from this. But on the flip side of this, the audio that I played here in this first break, this opening monologue with Biden, again, essentially choking and coughing and hacking up a lung, I think we need to prepare ourselves for a lot of this. I honestly, last night when I was watching this, I was concerned. Like, I was afraid he was going to keel over and fall down on the floor. I was afraid someone's going to run to him and offer him a life-saving cup of tea, something to soothe the throat. I don't know what the hell was wrong with him last night. And this was the first time since the Electoral College voted that he was in a position of power, and he came out and he gave that speech. Man, there's not a lot there, guys. And I'm sorry to say, I expect it to get less every time he gets out in public. I don't think we're going to see a lot of Biden because I don't think he's running the show. I think we're going to see less of him, more of her, and a lot of the subordinates when it comes to Joe Biden. I don't expect him to be that beacon of light on the Hill that we all follow. And I certainly don't expect him to heal the nation. But that's me. I don't trust him. I don't trust his family. I don't trust anybody who's been in politics for 50 years. None of it. All right. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll come right back. Stick around.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them WAR sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I couldn't let this day go without at least mentioning what's going on in Cleveland. Well, Cleveland? What's happening in Cleveland? Well, how about the idea that this entire political correctness wave that is engulfing this country, this tsunami of political correctness, is now landing in Cleveland, as a team name, the Cleveland Indians, is going to be discarded as, I guess, racist or inappropriate. Racist or inappropriate, the name Indians. Now, I have no issue with them talking about the Redskins or the Red Men. I kind of get that, even though most Indian tribes don't have a problem with it. But if you want to put an end to the red men or the redskins, I can see where that may upset some folks. But this time we're talking about the Cleveland Indians, a name that's been around since 1900. Prior to that, they were called the Cleveland Spiders, but now they're the Cleveland Indians, and that'll only be happening one more year. They got rid of their old logo because apparently it was too cartoonish and made Indians look stupid. That's what they said. But now they're going to look for a new name. Like the Washington Redskins, they got rid of their name. They become the Washington football team. Cleveland will need to do the same. But I thought, you know, Indians, it doesn't seem as though that's derogatory to me. I feel as though that is paying tribute to folks from the past. I mean, is it the goal of the left to eliminate every single thing that is even remotely either ethnic or sexual in nature? Do we all have to be so homogenized that there's really nothing for us to look to? Like, the Cleveland Indians, to me, it's a compliment. You're paying tribute to the Indians of the past, the Native Americans. But you know that they're going to go after now these other nicknames. I mean, okay, Redskins, gone. Red men, for the most part, gone. How about Warriors? Does that have to hit the, pardon the pun, chopping block? Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs are talking about getting rid of their nickname and their logo. I don't know how that's negative. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There are other nicknames of colleges. College football teams have different nicknames like the Seminoles or the Apaches, Comanches. Are they gone too? The Blackhawks, the Braves. To me, these are all signs not only of respect, but it's a walk down memory lane. It's a history. It just, again, this is just another way for the progressive left to erase history. So I guess the Cleveland Indians, I guess I can still call them the Indians for the time being, but the Cleveland Indians are now in search of a new name. So maybe they make some money out of the deal, marketing ploy, you know, brand new logo, brand new team name, and then if they don't like it, they can switch it to something else, so they get multiple chances to sell you T-shirts and hats and bumper stickers or whatever. Maybe that's part of this equation as well, I don't know. This PC mentality that we're forced to live in now, it's really remarkable to me. And there's really not a negative thought in my mind or in my body or in my soul when I say something like the Atlanta Braves or the Florida State Seminoles. There's nothing negative about it. I'm not looking at it in a negative way. And I think most of America feels exactly the same way. But what's next to go? The Cowboys? The Fighting Irish? They got to go. They got to be the next ones to go. All right, I do got to go. I got to take a quick break. I'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has delivered on his pledge to develop a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine in record time. During her White House press briefing on Tuesday, McEnany was asked if everyone should get the vaccine.
Absolutely. Look, these are vaccines that he oversaw the development of. He has great confidence in. He wants to see all Americans get this vaccine, and he wants to see the most vulnerable among us get it first.
President-elect Joe Biden campaigning in Atlanta, Georgia, holding one of his patented drive-up rallies in Atlanta. Biden saying he needs two more Democrats in the Senate.
I need two senators from this state who want to get something done, not two senators who are just going to get in the way. Because, look, getting nothing done just hurts Georgia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wayne gives me the opportunity to hang out with you for the first hour, and I try to bring this gentleman on almost every week. It's Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Lee. It's good to be back on the show.
All right, so where do we begin? How about we start with this one? White House confirms a cyber attack on the U.S. Treasury by a foreign government. So does this happen all the time? Is this something we should all be a little bit nervous about?
Well, the answer to both is yes. This kind of thing does happen all the time. This one is obviously a bigger and more concerning one than most. Our government networks, like most of our civilian networks, particularly ones having to do with businesses, are really constantly under attack. Now, I say that with attack in air quotes, because if you talk to real cybersecurity geeks, it takes a certain level of threat for them to label it an attack. There's stuff that happens constantly, probing, scanning, you know, people floating around. I mean, there's programs out there, Lee, that just float around the internet looking for some place where their little nose fits. And then they go in and do whatever bad thing the designers designed them to do. Others are way more intentional. They're very specific to getting into a certain particular network. I think the Treasury Department is probably one that gets a lot of activity against it because it's such an important part of our government and our system. So a lot of this stuff happens all the time. It comes from criminals. It comes from intelligence organizations. It comes from, you know, the militaries of other governments. And we should be concerned. We're not going to make it go away. We can't stop it by just wagging our fingers at people. We got to get our defenses to be stronger. And in some cases, we need to put a little pain on them. Not necessarily in the cyber realm. We could do it with trade sanctions. If something is bad enough, we can do it with a kinetic attack. All of those things are on the table and always have been, regardless of who was in the White House.
So I know we have the abilities to shut down nations as far as the internet goes. We've done it with North Korea. It's a show of strength. But I guess the question is, how far are we willing to go if the bad actor is China? I assume our response to something has to be measured, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's there is this thing of reciprocity. You don't necessarily, if somebody comes and, you know, pokes you with a pin, you don't turn around and shoot them in the head with a .44 mag. It's unnecessary. You could do it, but, you know, that wouldn't work in, right, you know, between you and I, and it frankly doesn't work between governments either. Particularly when we have the kind of global economy and system that we have now, you know, if China, you know, remember a few years ago, China broke into the network of the Office and Management and Budget, the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, and they got the personnel records of everybody that had ever submitted for a security clearance. You know, everybody went, oh, my God, this is terrible. Well, first of all, the knuckleheads had the information on an unsecured network. It wasn't even a classified network. And the Chinese found it, and they pillaged it. And when they asked the head of our intelligence community at the time, you know, expecting him to display outrage and all sorts of surprise, he goes, well, it's a really great operation. I wish we had gotten their equivalent of that before they got out. And he was unsurprised because intelligence people do this kind of stuff all the time. Sometimes you respond, sometimes you don't. You don't go to war over somebody spying against you. You just don't. That's, you know, it happens too frequently. We'd be at war all the time.
Right.
But when they do something that damages the network, that causes physical damage to equipment, which can be done all through the internet, then you it ups the stakes, and our leaders have to make a decision as to what they're going to do in response. You know, sometimes they send a nasty letter, which the fancy diplomatic term for that is a démarche, some French word. I don't know. It means a nasty letter. And you tell them how outraged you are and how they better stop or something bad's going to happen. Sometimes you throw a bunch of their diplomats out of your country. Sometimes you go after something with cyber means that's on their side that is, you know, somewhat equivalent to what they fiddle with. And sometimes you go beyond that.
His name is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org. I'd like to switch gears. You know, the New York Times had information about Hunter Biden. I want to get into this a little bit. So there was a poll out that said 9% of Democrat voters may have rethought their vote on November 3rd if, in fact, they had known the details about the one Hunter Biden and all the scandals and how it could possibly be linked back to Joe Biden. How in good conscience can a media organization or media in general suppress vital information, important information, about the character of the potential president?
Before I get to the journalism part, I know there's some folks out there that are really ticked at the attorney general because he apparently knew about the investigation and he didn't announce it. But in his defense, and I know the president's even a little ticked at him, in his defense, there's a law that says during an election cycle, you cannot publicly announce criminal investigations that might affect the outcome of the election. I don't know if that's a good law or not. Frankly, I think it's kind of a crappy one because as a citizen, I want all the information before I vote. You know, if right. one of the candidates or the other is a crook, why in the world would we want to elect them?
Of course.
You know, that's kind of relevant info to the vote. And in this case, you know, 9% of Democrat voters thought it would have been relevant too. So, you know, we got to change the law or at least adjust it to give the attorney general some more leeway. With regard to the journalists, though, they've got no excuse. They didn't release it because they knew it would hurt Biden and they didn't want to hurt Biden because they supported him. That's election meddling, in my opinion. That's them abrogating their responsibility and their duty to the citizens of the United States, their readers, or their, you know, their constituents, so to speak, and blew it off because they wanted to bend the election in the direction that they wanted it to go. That shows an incredible lack of integrity, an incredible disdain for the ethics that their profession is supposed to operate under. I'm waiting for the apology from the mainstream press, but I'm not betting that it's coming.
So what happens, Stephen, if there are ties to Joe Biden? We're going to spend the next 4 years trying to impeach Biden. And by the way, he lied to the American people. He looked directly into the camera and said his son was completely innocent, knowing that he's been under investigation for 2 years.
Yeah, it should, you know, and I think if the Republicans control the House, it would lead to impeachment hearings.
Right.
I mean, frankly, this is a lot more egregious than what they tried to impeach President Trump over.
Right.
Or what they did impeach him over. You know, that was something dreamed up out of whole cloth by some overweight, you know, lieutenant colonel who should have gotten out of the military a long time before he did because he thought he had the answer and he had to protect the nation from this mean and evil president. He should, frankly, have been court-martialed, not just dismissed from the military. Anyway, that should lead to impeachment hearings. If the Democrats still control the House, that isn't going to happen. In fact, you'll be hard-pressed to see any hearings other than maybe in the Senate if we, you know, hopefully, you know, we retain control of the Senate. You might hear some hearings there, but impeachment has to start in the House.
Right.
So if Nancy Pelosi is still running the House, Joe Biden's not going to get impeached I don't care if he does the crime right in front of the Capitol building.
All right, one more from me, Stephen, and I'll let you go. I appreciate it. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joins us. So the COVID vaccine rolled out, Pfizer's version here over the weekend. When it gets to Michigan, will you take it?
I will.
Okay.
I'm 65 years old. Had throat cancer a couple of years ago. I'm not taking any chances. I've got a lot of dear friends, Lee, who are like massively against all this. They're all worried, you know, it's all a big plot and all that.
Right.
I do not have that fear. My wife's a nurse practitioner, so I got some good medical advice as well. When a vaccine maker says that based on the test, the vaccine is 95% effective, that kind of is doctor talk for 100% effective, but they won't let them say that. This is a good vaccine. It will give us the kind of protection from this thing we need. I think the recommendations of the CDC for the order of giving out the vaccine is probably right, which frankly puts somebody like me almost like in the third tier. I'm okay with that. There's other people, you know, I can do stuff to protect myself that somebody working in a hospital or somebody in a nursing home can't. They deserve it first. Our first responders deserve it first. I don't think politicians, they should be last in line after their performance on all this. But long answer to your short question, yes, I'm going to take it.
Fair enough, Stephen. I appreciate the time, as always. Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military excellence. And again, he joins us through the Heritage Foundation. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to talk to you today about fat loss. Not weight loss, fat loss. If you want to lose weight, you know what I recommend? The sauna Twinkie diet. Go sit in the sauna, sit there all day, eat a box of Twinkies, you'll weigh less. That's how silly weight loss is. But if you want to lose fat, you need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, which causes your cells to become so healthy, all of your toxins, all of your inflammation, are flushed out of your cell while you're resetting your hypothalamus and metabolism. The typical fat loss for a woman is 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Men, it's 30 to 40 pounds of fat. Don't be haters, girls. The boys lose it faster. You need the breakthrough science of Intercellular Hydration. Hey, be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check us out. EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a little bright light, a little ray of sunshine in my life can be in your life too. Energized Health. I've been on their program for 3 weeks and I've lost 19 pounds of fat. And you go, did you lose 19 pounds? No, I lost 19 pounds of fat. So I've lost, I believe, officially 7 pounds, but I've lost 19 pounds of inner body fat in 3 weeks. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks? Kind of amazing. This breakthrough program based on the science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. And you do it all without painful exercise. But don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated. They've helped thousands of people over 20 years. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. Or if you want to just cut right to the chase, just call 888-444-8895. Mention War for Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off between now and Christmas. 40% off. That's energizedhealth.com. And click on the red button. 888-444-8895. War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and the great Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. So, you really want to get in bed with China? To me, China, the scourge of the planet, they unleashed the Wuhan flu on all of us. Now, Chinese doctors are jailed for illegally harvesting organs of accident victims. Can you believe this? No! It's true! 6 people have been jailed in China. Apparently they tracked down the families of accident victims and they tricked them into donating their loved ones' organs so they can make big bucks on the black market. People are so brutal. They're so low, man. God! I want to champion the human condition. I want to be like the voice of reason in the wilderness. But time and time again, man, you read or you see stories like this where people are just as overtly brutal as possible. It's like Neanderthals. It's just crazy. New Jersey lawmakers want to make it mandatory for kids without exception to get the coronavirus vaccine. You don't get it, you can't go to school, blah, blah, blah. So no matter what you may think as a human being, they don't care. You're getting it. Jersey wants to make that happen. So if you're living in New Jersey and listening to me right now, and maybe you're an anti-vaxxer, there are some folks in your legislative body who want to decide for you what's best for your child, whether you want it or not. They're going to try to force the hand of the coronavirus. Speaking of coronavirus, apparently Pfizer has had to put out a warning about COVID-19 vaccines being allergic for some people. Some people actually felt ill. So I know it's getting this huge praise everywhere. Everywhere, you know, you go, as far as the medical community, they're all saying the same thing, that this Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is just a thing of marvel and 90% effective, blah, blah, blah. But some folks actually have allergic reactions, so make sure you look into that. All right, you want to go off the deep end here, go down the rabbit hole just a little bit. We'll talk about some stuff that nobody really cares about, things that you might want to talk about at the water cooler. All right, Costco is selling a gigantic bottle of champagne for New Year's to the tune of, well, $800. Who the hell is buying champagne from Costco? I'm sorry. I mean, if you're going to splurge and you want to buy some champagne, I mean, don't go to Costco. Nothing against Costco, I guess, but if you're going to buy nice champagne, go someplace where the champagne is, I would think, a higher quality. Costco, although Costco does sell some stuff that's higher end, so maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And speaking of higher end, I thought this was interesting, a good way to end up tonight before we turn it over to Wayne Allyn Root. Now, I don't see Wayne's name on this list. Maybe he's in the second 10. Maybe he's like coming in at number 18. But I have the top 10 celebrity gross earnings. Does that make any sense? I hope so. These are what celebrities made in 2020. And again, I don't see Wayne Allyn Root on this anyway. But Dwayne Johnson, $87 million. LeBron, $88 million. Howard Stern somehow makes $90 million. Tyler Perry's on the list. Ronaldo is $105 million. Roger Federer makes $106 million. Kanye West, $170 million. You know who's number one? It's not even close. Kylie Jenner. Almost $600 million. And it pays to know your makeups. No question about that. All right, I'm done. The one and only Wayne Allyn Root is here. He's next. Guys, enjoy the rest of the night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.